Grace to you and welcome to the Deeper Daily Podcast for the 25th of February. I leave tomorrow for Warren, Ohio. We will be ministering at the Avalon Inn on Thursday night and Friday night in Warren. Come see us. We've been telling you about this for a couple of weeks. We're excited to see so many of you and to minister the gospel of grace in the kingdom. It's going to be a wonderful time. Today we are in 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6. Paul says, "Who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit, for the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." I want you to just try and imagine what a revelation must have happened in the life and heart of the Apostle Paul to dare make the statement, "God's made us sufficient ministers of the new covenant." He saw the cross and the resurrection as the inauguration of a new covenant. This is a big deal. If he's wrong, he's betraying all of the Judaism. He's betraying Moses. He's betraying his heritage and his bloodline. If he's right, he's introducing us to a whole new way of living. I think 2,000 years of Christian history tells us that we believe by faith he's right, because what happened is we followed it. We followed this message. Essentially, we believed verse 6. We believed that he was sufficient as a minister of a new covenant. And if it's new, then it's not old. If it's new, it's not yet been seen. Now, what Paul's theology will eventually round into is the idea that though it's new, it's essentially a repeat of the Abrahamic covenant. It's God taking us back to the way he wanted to do it before, which was he called a Gentile. He laid an adventure out in front of him. The Gentile, Abram, by the way, accepted the call to adventure, which is essentially what faith is. He went out. He trusted God. He wasn't perfect. He made mistakes, but he trusted God. This is going to be a recurrent theme. He made mistakes. He trusted God. It was the trusting God that declared him right in God's eyes, and that was how God wanted to do it. This relationship in which he blessed you, prospered you, not based upon how good you were or how well you treated him, but just believing in his faith or in his favor and in his love. When we get into the new covenant, we really essentially get back into that mentality that we're going back under what we had in Abraham. So he's made us sufficient ministers of the new covenant. And really, it's Paul talking about himself, but it's Paul talking about all of us. We are sufficient ministers of the new covenant if we minister the proper thing. So listen to the rest of the verse. He made us sufficient ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life. So sufficient ministry of the new covenant is to minister something new, which is inspired by the Holy Spirit, versus something old, which was written, a letter. I was coming into this message and really starting to get a revelation of it, and I was preaching it in the town I was in. I pastored for 11 years in Missouri, and I was preaching it, and I was transitioning our church, not forcibly, but it was just, it wasn't like I got up every week and went, "This is what you're going to believe," but I just kept letting the things come out of me that was happening in me in study. So the church was making this transition into grace, and I had a pretty wide footprint on local television and radio. I was raised there, so pretty much everyone knew me. And so if I, had a radio show, that was how I kind of got my start, actually, was radio and local TV. So it was nothing to have my stuff, which was on like a really prime spot on both TV and radio, because I'd been around a while, it was nothing to have it critiqued and picked apart. I went through this every week on local TV and local radio, where the other pastors would pick apart what the young punk down the street was preaching. And I was preaching grace, righteousness by faith. This was prior to really having any understanding whatsoever of the kingdom of God. I wasn't talking about eschatology. I wasn't talking about really the kingdom of God on the earth. I left all that out in the future. I was just emphasizing righteousness by faith and the new covenant as greater than the old covenant. And so I went through a lot of verbal attacks. People have asked me before, how was it transitioning your church from one message to the other? And I tell people, well, it really wasn't that bad. But people don't ask so much, how'd the other preachers handle, how'd the town handle it? And that was the opposition. I remember one morning I was on my way to church and I was listening to one of the other guys. I got to where I just about quit doing that because the attacks got to be, they just almost named me. Some of them would. And I was listening to a guy and he started reading from 2 Corinthians 3. And he got into this sixth verse. I've never forgotten this. I'm not going to try to flesh out the whole context, but who made us sufficient ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the spirit, for the letter kills, but the spirit gives life. And verse 7, the next verse, helps explain it because it says it was written and engraved on stones. So the letter is written on stones. It's the law. And that's what I was preaching, and that's still what I believe. And I remember this guy went on an attack of having an organized sermon, having this thought, you know, that you start with and then round out and go on and flesh out. And his rebuttal was 2 Corinthians 3:6. You need to follow the spirit instead of the letter of a sermon. Instead of writing down an outline. And I'm not even really an outline kind of guy. And maybe I took it too personal. Maybe it wasn't to me. I think I got so used to getting attacked, I started taking any scripture I would teach that another guy would then the next week teach, I started taking as an attack. But I'll never forget looking at that text, 2 Corinthians 3:6, add it with 7, in which that letter is written engraved on stones, and thinking, we can make a scripture say about whatever we want it to say if we're not willing to at least consider what it might say. So, whatever you think this means, here's what I think it means. If we minister the Holy Spirit, which gives life, which takes you away from that which is written and engraved on stones and focuses you on the liberty that is yours in Christ Jesus, then you're a sufficient minister of the new covenant. If you're emphasizing the letter of the law for people's righteousness, you're going to kill them. And you're not sufficient ministry. You're not a sufficient minister of the new covenant. Based on where this is going, I don't see any other way. Tomorrow we hit the flip there, the rebuttal. But if the ministry of death, and it's not a rebuttal against being sufficient ministers, it's showing you what the letter looks like and what the letter will do. We'll look at verse 7 tomorrow. See you then. God bless.